This is St. Louis Public Radio. How does a person achieve the American dream? For many St. Louisans, the seeds are planted as early as high school, but not all high schools provide fertile ground. St. Louis Public Radio is collaborating with Before Ferguson, Beyond Ferguson to tell the stories of families working to achieve the American dream. Up first is the Caldwell family. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis spoke with 29-year-old Evita Caldwell about her journey. She wanted to become a journalist, but that hasn't quite worked out yet.
I think the American dream varies based on the person. From where I'm from, the paths that I took kind of gave me a taste of the American dream. So we're coming from kind of like these places where I didn't have a lot of networking contacts. I didn't have a lot of I guess you can say, mentors who were in the field that I was in. So for me, the American dream was pretty much getting my college degree, getting a job that would get me the benefits that I would need as an adult, such as health benefits, things like that, and make enough money to make a decent living.
Do you feel like you've reached the American dream?
Not quite. I'm on the way, though. I still recognize that I'm still pretty young and I still have a ways to go and still have dues to pay. So, but not too bad so far. I think I'm doing pretty okay.
In what way do you think like you're still trying to reach that?
While I'm not doing exactly what I thought I would be doing, I still kind of stay aligned with some of my talents. But I still do kind of wish that I could go over into the field that I actually graduated in. But I also know that that's not always possible. So you always have to know how to adjust to certain situations.
Do you think that high school played a role in like the success of people in St. Louis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can tell you in my experience, I didn't know how far I was behind until I got to St. Louis University. And I can see just all the different types of competition in just not St. Louis, but in the country and the world. So I was coming pretty much from all African-American schools my entire life, from preschool to senior year when I graduated from high school. So I actually made the decision myself to go to SLU because I knew it was a different environment than what I was from.
You said that when you went to SLU, you kind of felt that you were a little bit behind. What did you feel like you're behind it? And then why do you think that was the reason?
I saw myself as this, you know, this African-American girl from Vashon, from North St. Louis, and coming from a school where people had already told me, you went to the wrong schools. So to hear that, I'm like, okay, if I went to the wrong schools, well, let me find the quote-unquote right school. So I felt that going to SLU would at least give me a little more, I guess, oomph behind my name. So it wasn't just Vashon. It didn't stop at Vashon. It went from Vashon to St. Louis University.
How difficult was it during when it came to, like, you know, finding a job?
I think the difficulty came in just not having networks. I think by the time I started applying for jobs, I had kind of had experience with writing resumes. I had experience with doing writing cover letters and things like that. It was just the networking, knowing people and knowing the right people to, you know, recognize your talent and help you get from point A to point B.
What's next for you then?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Right now, I'm kind of in that point of life where I'm not quite sure what's next, but whatever it is, I'm confident that it'll be good.
That was St. Louis Public Radio reporter Chad Davis speaking with Evita Caldwell as a part of a collaboration with the initiative Before Ferguson, Beyond Ferguson.